My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallelet. During his time in uniform, he rose to the position of Deputy Commanding General of the Pacific Command. He is also the founder of Stand Up America, which you can find online at standupamericaus.org. It's his experience in the service and, of course, as the Deputy Commanding General of the Pacific that we draw on now as we get the General's thoughts on the visit of Chinese President Xi Jinping here in the United States at the end of the week. Many key issues will be on the table, from national security to economics and trade to human rights. We'll focus on national security for the next few minutes. And, General, it's always an honor to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be back with you again.
Whenever the topic of the biggest national security threat to our country comes up, we usually hear about Russia or radical Islam. But it seems that in recent months, quietly building up among the experts, the concern over China is becoming a bigger concern due to military buildups, territorial ambition, aggressive cyber warfare, which we've obviously seen. So in your estimation, how big of a national security challenge or even threat is China right now?
Well, I think you have to put it in the context of what kind of a threat it is. And obviously, China is an enemy of the United States in many ways and has been, though we've brought our relationships together economically and financially over the years since Nixon went over and signed his deal. But you got to keep in mind in the background, they are developing one of the largest armed forces in the world, a very modern Navy, what we call a blue water fleet, a very rapidly expanding and modern Air Force, and of course their high-tech capability now is expanded enormously over the last 10 years. And when you look at major corporations, even like Apple, have a lot of their products made in China. But in the background also, their client state, which is North Korea, has been working with Iran on the development of their nuclear weapons program. And it's why we've stated now nuclear weapons are already capable inside Iran, because North Korea and Russia has done all the testing. So there are a number of subjects that Obama could approach and relate to the Prime Minister. But, of course, Obama won't focus on the real needs of what the major threats are. And so, again, I'm sure that the Prime Minister looks at Obama like the other leaders in the world do, with not a lot of credibility and not a lot of respect, in my opinion.
General, you mentioned the buildup of their military. There's also, of course, the island building in the South China Sea. Which aspect of China's aggression or buildup concerns you most? What's the most immediate concern from a U.S. perspective?
Well, I think the expansion of their blue water fleets and the takeover of many of the islands, expanding their area of influence in the South China Sea, even over towards the Philippines. So that is a major threat. And, of course, their development of long-reach capability with their missiles as well as their air force. And certainly along with that would be the cybersecurity threat that they have been exercising by hitting a lot of our computers in the government and also in our corporations.
General, have we done anything to counter their tactics?
Oh, yes, we have. In the cyber world, I know we have. We haven't done much but hold our own over in the Pacific with the Pacific Fleet the U.S. has there. And, of course, our armed forces personnel in Okinawa, as well as in South Korea. And then we have a headquarters, in Japan with the Japanese over there called U.S. Army Japan and Joint Forces Japan. So we're active out there, especially the fleet.
What are their long-term goals in the region or beyond?
Well, I think their long-term goals, number one, are economic and financial. From that standpoint, we've seen the what's happened to our stock market because of the currency situation in China. And then we realize, of course, they're holding a lot of our debt that's been issued on paper by our Federal Reserve. So I think their goals are the expansion of their power, the expansion of their military, their influence not only over there, but also their great influence in Africa now, as well as in the Middle East.
General, you mentioned a little bit earlier the active participation of the Russians and the North Koreans in helping Iran to develop its nuclear program. China, of course, has been certainly sympathetic to the Iranian nuclear program when it comes to actions taken with the United Nations Security Council and so forth. Are they profiting in some way? Do they have a national security strategy that they somehow benefit through Iran having nuclear weapons? What's their approach there?
Well, their main, well, I should say one of their major oil suppliers is Iran. And, of course, by working in what I call a cabal with Russia, China, North Korea to assist and support the nuclear program of Iran, has been all too apparent for many years. It goes back to almost 20 years ago when Russia started working with Iran. So they're all tied together. And, of course, the United States is not part of that. We're actually enemies of all of those states. When you look at Russia, you look at Iran, North Korea, and China, they work together against us, but they use us when they can.
You mentioned a little bit earlier in our conversation about how you believe the Chinese president views President Obama. Whether it's Obama or not, since he probably wouldn't take your advice on policy towards China, what would be the most important message or messages to send to the Chinese government right now, whether it's economic, whether it's national security, as we've been discussing here? What's the most vital thing to convey and convey with some heft to it?
Well, the problem is Obama's not the type of individual conveys strength. When you're dealing with Russia and China, these are world-class leaders, strategists, and they play hardball. And Obama doesn't know how to play hardball. So he'll be at a disadvantage in any engagement, any discussion, but certainly he put forth that the United States is standing tall in the world. We are updating our capability to meet all threats, and we will meet those threats. Now, that's what he should say, but Lord knows what he'll end up saying, but I'm sure it'll be from a position of weakness, which is too bad. I'd like to put words in his mouth, but, of course, he doesn't listen to anybody, but I think Valerie Jarrett and some of the other people he have there who are, in my opinion, rank amateurs as far as national security and international relations.
Last question. You can keep it focused on China if you want, or spread it around larger when it comes to national security. Thus far, given that there's still about a year and a half left in the Obama presidency, what's been the impact of this president on our security in the world?
Oh, it's been degraded so much, Greg. He's gutted our military. He's gutted our intelligence gathering capability. And when you have amateurs working in national security and even the CIA now, we have been really gutted to the point that we're no longer the superpower we were, and you have the rising of superpowers even gaining more strength in Russia, China, and Iran. So until we get strength in the White House and we get a stronger Congress, we're going to continue to commit national suicide, in my opinion. And this is just terrible. And I think many of the American people are finally waking up to that. And the quicker we get new leadership, strong leadership in the White House, the better off we'll be.
Well, as we mentioned, there'll be a big vote on that next year and less than a year and a half, actually, before there is a new president. General, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time and your insight today.
Okay, Greg, thank you.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely, former Deputy Commanding General of the Pacific Command, founder of Stand Up America, which you can find at standupamericaus.org. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.